producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
No messes up here. Is that correct English? No messes up. Nothing's messed up here.
There you go. That's better.
Thank much you. Better.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasinelli here at, shall I say, you're at the helm? You're at the helm of your own world there. I guess we could say that.
We all are.
Roberta's at the helm
of our own world.
I yes. just think Roberta's steering wheel has broken off and fallen out of the window.
Rich McFadden at the controls. He's really at the helm when it comes to the audio machinations. I've got my brain. Roberta's got her brain. Richie's got his brain. You've got your brain. There it is. Yes.
Dang.
Or what is Jennifer saying?
Wah, wah. Wah, wah.
Right. Okay, so maybe from the wah, wah department, all this attention on drone racing. There is a story at DougSteffen.com as to whether or not the question is asked, will drone racing be the next NASCAR?
That, yes, it will.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, absolutely. So. It's very cool.
It depends on, I suppose, your circle of friends, maybe. I'm not sure, but I know that we have a lot of information here. Drone racing has begun. We have this, we've got it all over DougSteffen.com today. Our video of the day is from a new drone racing league, the DRL. It's an overview of what drone racing is all about. You got to watch this. If you don't think these people are crazy, man, and I got some comments already, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. If you haven't heard of drone racing, this is part of the overview, the audio from today's video of the day. I don't know how much of this we ought to play, Richie, but play a little of it. Let's see where it goes.
No one's ever seen a race from the third person this good. It's exciting for spectators. It's exciting for the other pilots to watch. It's going to change things.
DRL is the premier drone racing league. We put on a global circuit of races with the best pilots in the most interesting location, creating compelling sports media and sharing it with the world. We design and build all of our drones in-house, and we've developed proprietary radio frequency technology to support the infrastructure of racing.
Our courses are really different from other courses. Usually racing courses go left and right. Ours have 3D elements to it, so we get to go left, right, up, and down.
The pilots have goggles that they wear that get a video feed off the drone. It lets them see what the drone sees as though they're sitting in the cockpit. And then they compete in these exciting high-speed races.
In DRL races, pilots compete against each other in multiple heats. They score by passing checkpoints and finishing the course within the time cap. The pilot with the most points at the end of the multiple heats is the winner.
The drone is made up of a lot of different elements, and we go through a big procedure between heats. Starting at the beginning of the heat, we clear the course. We have a queue of drones for each pilot. So as a pilot finishes a lap, we remove that drone, replace it with a new one. We then check for video and for control, and then we give it to the hands of the pilot. We have a countdown, and then they launch.
The way that the DRL has set this up, very easy to follow, very easy to be part of the race.
Now you can actually watch it and enjoy it. I look at it as the next X Games of drones.
So let me explain this to you, Doug, because to make sure you understand it.
I don't get this.
So the pilot is sitting in a chair somewhere with virtual reality goggles on.
Mm-hmm.
And in their hands, they have a remote control.
Right.
And what they're seeing in the virtual reality goggles is the camera view of what is on the drone. So while they're sitting on their lawn chair in the middle of the field or wherever this race is taking place, they are watching, and you have to sit down because otherwise you will fall down.
Because you're not looking at where you are. You're looking at where it is.
Right. They can't even see the remote control in their hands because they have these full coverage goggles on with a large screen.
Yeah.
And they are flying through windows. They are flying just above cars, underneath trucks, all these different obstacles around a – and if you look at the video of the day on DougStephan.com, they're in a stadium. And they have all these obstacles set up in the stadium that you have to fly through.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, my son is really good at this. We haven't done the virtual reality thing yet, but it's I'll tell you why it's going to be as big as NASCAR, because you're going to see some wild crashes, some wild views. You, the viewer sitting at home on your couch, will be on that drone as it flies through a window of an old abandoned warehouse. And when it wrecks, you will be right there in the front seat, and like nobody gets hurt.
The old demolition derbies.
But nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
Well, in that circumstance, nobody gets hurt. But in other circumstances where drones appear, there's lots of danger. But this is a specific focus on drone racing. And this thing is so big, so hot now conversationally, it's in the trending box at DougStephan.com. We have it as the video of the day. Our poll today asks whether or not you have a drone. A, yes, it's amazing. No. But somebody I know does. I answered it that way because you got a drone and Jennifer's got a drone. C, I'm not getting one soon. D, after hearing about drone racing, I'm thinking about getting one. E, I might get one when they're cheaper. F, I'm not interested in owning my own drone. I'm guessing, Roberta, that's where you are.
Yeah. I'm not even interested in it.
But you can get into it. And by the way, it's not a drone. A drone is the thing that the military fly over Iraq.
It's
called a quadcopter or a UAV. An unmanned aerial vehicle. It's going to be big because it is cheap. You can get into it for $50, $100. But here's where it's going. I'm sitting there watching these drone race videos on YouTube a couple of months ago, right? And I'm like, this is really cool. And then within that string of videos, I see a video where a guy has attached a gun to a drone and with the remote control was able to fire it.
Oh, great.
Marry those two technologies, and this is the new military. Where some guy...
It's the new guys that take over terrorism. The Oregon era. The terrorism, you name it.
Our military will be basically one guy who puts 25 drones, or one troop of 10 people who puts 1,000 drones down in a field in Afghanistan. And then 50 guys or 1,000 guys sitting back, or people sitting back in Oregon or Florida or something like that, driving these drones on a mission.
And this is, it may be fun, and this perspective it is, but you've just brought into the conversation something that brings a lot of this is fear tactic number one, scarier than hell, and it'll give you the heebie-jeebies if you think about it too much, because these, as you just said, these are cheap, $100. Yep. You can buy hundreds, thousands of them.
Now, to buy one that'll do what I just described, you have to spend, you know, $5,000,
$10,000.
Well, yeah, so, but what's that? ISIS or something like that?
But, I mean, look at the good side of it, too. What would you rather do, boots on the ground with live people, or put 300 drones on the ground and let those...
If that's the case, then the military ought to buy thousands of these. And send them over to where Daesh is.
I have a buddy.
And unleash them.
I have a friend of mine is a military contractor, and he's developing batteries for UAVs for the military to use in just such operations.
There you go.
Because right now the problem is you get 8 to 15 minutes out of a drone battery.
Yeah.
That's it.
Down it goes.
So they have to fix that problem first.
Oof. The New World Order.
It's wild.
15 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. All right, let me tell you something that brings us more back around to life, something that we can conceptualize a little bit better than all of that. That just makes our minds go, hoo-wee. Maybe this will make your hair go, hoo-wee. Ready, Roberta, for hoo-wee, hoo-wee. This lady writes to me, "Dear Doug, my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try Provia. You've been talking about it so much. Now I've started using it. Amazing results. My hair is coming in thicker every day. Absolutely wonderful. People, this is, by the way, for both men and women, and I have as many testimonials from women as I do from men. Provia, the all-natural hair thinning therapy. You will see the phenomenal results without any of the nasty side effects that you get from using commercial things that are around that come from drugs or from something that's not natural. This is all natural. It's not, you feel it. It doesn't feel like water. It doesn't feel like oil. It's a serum. You put it on your head and it cleanses the pores and allows the hair follicles to grow back in. That's why they say 3 or 4 month guarantee. If you don't feel the fuzz coming back in 3 or 4 months, you got to use it. Use it 1 week a month. Put it on every day for 1 week a month, and then you can massage it in any number of ways, and you'll feel the difference. Or you get your money back. Easy enough. 800-525-8319. It sort of is it's a revolution in how people are treating problems with either losing your hair, or it's not for male pattern baldness. Won't work for that. But it will work as your hair gets thinner. It'll bring it back. It has a volumizer as well. So to get your hair back or your money back, 800-525-8319. Face it. You'd rather have your hair back, right? So here's the deal. 800-525-8319. Use this product with confidence. You can go to tryprovia.com as well to get more info on how it works. But the bottom line is use it and try it. Get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, so with regard to drone racing, here's the president of the First Person View, Tim Nielsen, who says basically the same thing you just said, Richie. Drone racing is shifting from being a hobby to a sport.
Drone racing has been just a hobby. I think now the challenges start where we're really thinking that there's a sport in drone racing. At the Drone Nationals, we had thousands of people view the race online, and it showed us that there's huge demand for the pilots that are still dispersed around the world to join in and watch an event. I think that in 5 years, I think we will have a very vibrant and well-established drone racing sport and all the infrastructure to support it.
All right, so from Twitter, it's facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Kai says, drone racing with spectators, what could possibly go wrong with that? Pat writes, drone racing a sport? Seriously? Next thing you know, they'll be calling soccer a sport. Jeff writes, so a bunch of humans sitting on their butts watching machines fly around, how much further from participatory sport can we get? And that's, what's next? Robots in the NFL. There you go.
Yep,
that's the future of the NFL. 21 after on Good Day.
Our
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not three times. Three days in the living room. It's 3 a.m. I'm gonna feel lonely.
Three.
Time for our daily My Three Songs contest. You ready?
Yes.
Are you willing? Are you able?
Hey.
Okay.
Let me give you a little tip.
All
right, we already have a tip. Yeah.
If you're at home and you've always wanted to participate in this contest but have never been able to get through or just figure out what the clues are, just dial the number right now. Yeah, there we go. Look, the phones are ringing.
Okay.
Because as soon as I play the second song, you will all know it.
Let's hope that's
everyone.
888-302-3684. The prize is a copy of Maria Trilogy's new book, Life is Great When You Do the Work. It's very inspirational. You will love it. You'll pass it around. You want other people to have it. So here we go with the three songs. The artists are different, but the songs have something obvious in common. As Richard
very
said,
obvious.
This is pretty obvious. First song is by The Police. Top 10 hit. 1982 was when this made it to the top of the charts. It was also big in six or seven other countries. This was their second biggest hit, Richie, Behind Every Breath You Take.
Mm.
One of the few recorded by The Police that included a piano played by a session keyboardist. Been covered by a lot of artists like John Mayer,
yep,
and Petula Clark. There we go. I'm not even going to use the title because you already heard the title. So The Police have song number one in our threesome. Sugar Ray has the second song. Richie says you can figure it out from here. What do these songs have in common? 888-302-3684. It's a track from their triple platinum third album back to 1999. It wasn't really ever released as a single. Got a lot of airplay. The original version was the number one hit for the Steve Miller Band.
Yep.
That's the version you remember when you hear this. All right.
That's a good cover, though. Very good.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it sounds a lot like the original. All right, so that's the second song in the set of three. In the three songs contest, obviously you got to have three. Here's the third song from The Cars.
Yeah.
there. All right.
Duh.
Even Roberta can figure this out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just love it when we go, even Roberta can figure this out. And she's like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Yep. 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 All right. Roberta's up late last night, too, at a Bruce concert. Where was the concert last night?
Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. He doesn't go every month there like Elton John, though, does he?
No, it's not Elton John. It's Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, yeah.
Oh, Billy Joel goes.
Let me tell you something. Roberta was so close, she posted a picture of Bruce's rear end. She could have reached into his pocket and grabbed his wallet.
I think so, yes. Just about. Got a couple of hands-on leg action there.
So did he smile at you because he knows you every time?
He knows all of us.
Yeah, right.
We're always there.
Hashtag stalker.
Yeah. All right, so the Thursday contest now in play. You heard the three songs, Police, Cars, Sugar Ray. Let's see, where are we going to work this? I've been to El Paso for a while, KTSM land. Michael listening there. All right, Michael, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir, this morning?
Good morning. Pretty good.
That's good. Nice to hear that. All right, so tell me what you think these three songs have in common.
Magic.
Ah, it's magic. You know what? We're missing that song. It's magic. Where's that? There's another song. It's an older song.
You know,
there's a number
ton
of songs.
Of songs. Yeah, there are. After magic.
Right. Yeah. All right. So we'll repeat this tomorrow with the same theme. Huh? We'll find three more songs.
That was a big clue for
about
you.
Magic. Yes. Right. Okay. So anyway, you did a good job, Michael. We're going to send you a copy of this book. What's going on in your life today? What are you up to at this very moment? In fact.
Oh, getting ready to get to work in a little bit.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
Work for the city parks department.
Really? And what would happen if you were confronted with somebody who wanted to take over one of the park buildings?
Okay, go ahead. I'll go find another park.
Go clean another park. All right. Hold on a second, Michael. Thank you. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about, Richie. 28 after, Warren Eckstein, the pet show doctor, is here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the pet show tip of the day. Do cats dream? Do dogs dream? Every once in a while, I'll have a listener call me up and say, Warren, you know, I notice sometimes when my dog goes into a deep sleep or my cat goes into a deep sleep, they kind of move their feet. What's that all about? You know, this is still one of the greatest unanswered questions. Most guardians have long had sneaking suspicions about their cat and dog's sleep time imagery as they watch the paws that twitch, legs that run, and whiskers that flutter. But scientists are now only confirming that the odds that dogs and cats do really dream are indeed quite good. Some recent studies seem to indicate that dogs and cats enter into that REM, or rapid eye movement sleep, the type of sleep during which humans dream generally take place. So yes, dogs and cats do dream. Yes, they can have nightmares. I've worked with dogs over the years that woke up in the middle of the night barking and growling because they were scared. Wake your dog up gently if he's having a nightmare. Give him a hug and a kiss. I promise he'll go back to sleep and have good thoughts. I'm Warren Eckstein.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wanna...
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/3/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grannies to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
John and Rich and Tom, who are listening to us, and their Facebook friends, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, good day. Roberta Fasanelli is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. What's the weather like in Washington today, Rich?
You know what? It's funny. It's actually going to be 40 and sunny today. A little bit breezy, but over the weekend we're supposed to climb into the 50s, and Monday and Tuesday, 60 degrees.
There you go.
Goodbye. Melt snow. Yeah.
Have some springtime.
Yep, even in New York. Coming. I mean,
so Roberta's in New York. Really, the snow's melting quickly.
Yes, snow is melting quickly. I mean, there are still some big mounds of snow here and there, but it's melting quickly, very quickly.
All right. This is an interesting tweet that I just saw, Richie.
Yeah.
This is not an album of the year. This is an album of life. Kanye West tweeting, telling us that we're about to be blessed with his new album. Matter of fact, hashtag blessed.
Thank you, Kanye.
My God, an egomaniac.
I will tell you, I've never had any feelings for that guy whatsoever.
Nah.
You know? But when he was on American Idol a few weeks back, I actually saw the human that is, because he's always got this scowl on his face and this,
really,
this angry look. But when he did the thing on American Idol, he was having fun. You could see he was enjoying it.
And you could hear it.
And it, the smile on his face. And I was like, you know what? There is a good guy there. There's a good guy there.
Yeah.
That's not always angry.
Yep. All right. So here's a read on what's going on. I'm not here, even though yesterday's poll, what did I just do with the poll from yesterday? I don't know. I put my hands on it someplace. The results of the poll from yesterday, we asked you whether you're going to watch the debate tonight or not. Here's what's really going to happen. You want to know? This is so amazing. The Donald isn't going to be there. He's got his own thing. on CNN, and I'm betting that's going to have more. There are going to be more people watching that than they're going to be watching the GOP debate.
Well, locally in Iowa, because it probably won't be televised nationally.
Yeah. All right. So here, listen to this.
I've got the poll if you wanted to.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, give me the results.
Yeah, so yesterday's poll was, will you watch tomorrow night's GOP debate? Of course, I will watch all of them. I watched them all, 14%. Without Donald, no, 27%, mm-hmm. which is almost the second place. There's another debate, 18%. And no, there are too many good shows on TV on Thursday night, 5%. That might be me. Mm-hmm. And I have no interest, number one, 36%.
Okay. So you want to know what's really going on here? What's really going on is that Fox is behind this. Not Fox, but Rupert Murdoch, who's the boss of News Corporation that owns Fox News, and he's behind whatever is going on at Fox. He's manipulating it. So what's going on behind the scenes, he met with Michael Bloomberg over the weekend. And he is putting a lot of pressure on Bloomberg to run, suggesting that if he runs, the Fox organization, the News Corp organization, which is Dow Jones, newspapers here, there, and everywhere, will be behind Bloomberg. So I find that fascinating in any number of ways. If you don't think that they want to be kingmakers, now whether Bloomberg is going to be influenced by this or not, because my sense is he's not a big fan of Fox for all the obvious reasons. But if Murdoch is that intent on dismantling the Trump juggernaut, and he gets behind Bloomberg, one of many. I had this conversation with a friend of mine yesterday who is, as Roberta is left of center, I'm right of center, but I'm moderate. Roberta is not moderate, but there's nothing about Roberta that's moderate. But
thank you.
On the other side, I don't think you've never met Meredith, I don't think. Have you, Roberta?
Oh, I don't think so.
No. All right. So Meredith is more or less on the same side of things as I am, but she is in some respects like you are, only to the right. So she thinks that Bloomberg is a magnificent candidate. Richie doesn't.
I would vote him in a second.
But most people, you see, the beauty of this, and Murdoch is smart enough to have figured this out, whereas I don't know whether Roger Ailes is just playing along, Roger Ailes runs Fox, or what, how all the pieces fit together. But if you look overall at not only people like Murdoch, and what Bloomberg's going to have a hard time with is not beholding. He does not want, nor was he, as mayor of New York, he wasn't beholden to anybody. He's got his own money, same as Trump, won't use anybody's money. If he runs for the presidency, he'll use his own.
Uh-huh.
And that's really a public servant. In my mind, Trump doesn't get disqualified because he has money, because he's using it himself. A lot of people want to disqualify him because, he's got all this money. No. Bloomberg wants to use it, and so does Trump, in a different way, but to serve. Whether they both have huge egos or not, and that's what motivates them, I don't really care about that. You got to have a huge ego in order to deal with a lot of the baloney that goes on in that job.
The only dilemma there is if we only get to vote for guys who can do it with their own money.
But you see, that's where we're going, because this is like an oligarchy, Richie.
Yep.
Now it's all about money. But if you're going to pick from the most, the average person who, again, I give you the example of Roberta or Meredith or me or people who have, there's a lot of different folks who in the end game here will go to the center, because most people in America are in the center. They are not radically right, and they are not from the lunatic left. They are in the center. 74% of all the people who are registered to vote are not really either, they're not ideagogues. The problem with the primary system that we have in this country is we go for the people, we have given over control because we don't vote in the primaries. I'm talking about in a generic sense. I sure
so we
do.
End up with the Bushes and the Clintons.
We end up with the people who are crackpots running instead of people who are good middle-of-the-road folks who can solve problems. We have, I mean, Obama certainly was left of center. I don't know that Mrs. Clinton is, but I certainly know that many of the people, half the people that are on the stage in the debate for the Republican nomination are right of center whack jobs. And they're coming across as they're all having to come across because they're appealing to the folks who go to the who have an axe to grind. They go vote in the primaries, and they're way off kilter from what the mainstream in America is thinking and wants to do. So I guess there are a couple of lessons here. One of them is that you ought to be voting in the primary. We ought to have a national primary day. Again, back to the streets to protest how the system is rigged for certain interests. And so, and then we all say, well, I'm voting, I'm holding my nose and going into the voting box to vote for the lesser of two evils. And in this case, I think this year, you have some of my very sensitive friends have said there's going to be a dramatic change this year in how this country is run. And this has been in the mind of people for the last 10 years. No, it doesn't.
Dramatic as it gets.
It could be, but Bloomberg certainly is dramatic because he shakes up the political system, which is what most people, especially the millennials, don't like. They don't like the political system. And if you can motivate them to get out and vote, as the Obama campaign did, look what it got them. They're disgusted. Bernie Sanders is getting them out. Right. But if Bloomberg is there, he knows how to use social media. The people around, look at how he used social media when he was mayor of New York, Roberta. He's very savvy. And so are the people around.
And look, we voted him in
for dinner.
Yeah, we voted him in for a third term, and he wasn't eligible for it.
Yeah, right. So that's,
you know,
how this
guy works.
That
tells you everything.
Now, people say, the people out in the middle, I don't want to have some Eastern New Yorker running the country. When you see what he's done, you understand what he's done and what he's about. And I'm sort of, I want to get off of this. I just, the reason I brought it up is because I thought it was fascinating that Murdoch met with him and is trying to pressure him and bring all the people in that Murdoch knows who are influential New Yorkers.
Let me tell you what's going
to
happen.
Try to get Bloomberg to run.
Trump's going to own Fox News next year and be president. He's going to do live evening reports from the Oval Office.
There you go. The evening news with Donald Trump.
Right.
Well, that'd be something special.
Mr. Right. President, what's the news?
Yeah. Isn't that an interesting...
Everybody's a moron.
That's actually an interesting scenario, Richie. It really is.
What was the James Bond movie where the media company,
yep,
the Rupert Murdoch, tried,
yep,
to control...
Yep, that was
it was
James Bond on that one. Yeah. Well, there's more to it. I mean, I think that we've said it since then, that there certainly is a lot of, sadly or not, but there certainly is something to the speculation of how much, look at how much we're controlled now by the iPhones and the iPads and how influential video is in our lives. You don't think that could be used by somebody to change the mind or manipulate people? Come on. And Murdoch's the perfect guy to do it, frankly. It was thinly veiled. The guy who was the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't much guessing going on as to who he really was, who that guy actually was. It's 44 past the hour. Television report up next year on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
NFL legend and Hall of Famer Troy Aikman has a new title that may surprise you, Melanoma Supporter. Aikman, who previously had stage 2 melanoma, is bringing attention to advanced melanoma through a new Novartis Oncology campaign, Melanoma Just Got Personal. Aikman explains,
I was lucky that my melanoma was caught early, before it spread. But for people with advanced melanoma, they're in a fight for their lives. Knowledge is powerful, and knowing more about your form of advanced melanoma could change how you fight it.
Join the fight at MelanomaJustGotPersonal.com.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wanna...
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples. Make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
All right, here we are, 47 after the hour. Jen not here, so I'll do the honors. We were talking earlier about the poll as to whether you'd watch the GOP debate. 36% said you had no interest. Would you have an interest if Bill O'Reilly's plea to Trump comes true? O'Reilly asked Donald Trump, he said, be the bigger man in your feud with Fox. Trump says, eye for an eye.
And O'Reilly works for Fox.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and come on, show up.
But I imagine O'Reilly and Trump are buddies.
Yeah, I'm thinking
they'd probably have a whiskey together.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see here what's going on.
Still my favorite thing about this whole thing is when Ted Cruz invites Trump to a separate debate, just them, and Cruz says, I've already booked the venue, and Trump tweets back to him, can we do it in Canada? That is so awesome.
All right, anyway, CBS is going to live stream the Super Bowl. They're going to start with the ads to all connected devices. You'll be able to view this year's Super Bowl for the first time on devices that connect to your TV, like Apple TV and Roku and Xbox. National ads are going to be in the stream. I wonder what that's going to do to increasing the number of people that actually see this event. That's what I'm intrigued by, frankly. Harrison Ford is going to, the Disney folks announced yesterday, going to give you an inside look at the parks during the network's The Wonderful World of Disney, Disneyland 60. So basically, Harrison Ford is going to star in the show of what's new at Disney World, mostly because they have a big Star Wars, component. Star Wars is going to be brought to life, he said, at both resorts. So how much do you think
about it? Disney has the Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark attraction.
They got them both covered.
Now they own Star Wars, so there he is. Indiana Jones and Han Solo now working for the mouse.
So the entire special will be on 2 hours. It will be... on February 21st on ABC, of course, because that belongs to Disney, 8 o'clock. I would watch that, frankly. Wouldn't you watch that?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, more news on 24 Legacy. Miranda Otto has been set as the female lead. So they're really serious about this. They want to get into production. If you didn't hear the word, 24 is going to be renamed 24 Legacy. No Jack Bauer, no Chloe. They have new people doing the same thing. So they're going to have the same ambiance, just with new actors. This guy, Eric Carter, is going to be the star. The veteran writers, the same people that have written 24 for the past, 10, 12 years, are the ones writing. So it's all about CTU. It might be all the same stuff, except different people at the helm. I don't like that idea, frankly. I've said that before.
I'm down with it.
You are?
Yeah, I'll watch it. Still a good show.
Yeah.
And if your choice is no 24 or a new 24,
I'm sure I'll check.
I'll take the new 24.
All right, Richard. Thank you. 20:51 after the hour, actually.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's Saturday night.
Well, more like the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Live. Well, no, Roberta's live in New York. Live from New York.
It's somewhere alive.
Fasinelli, live from New Jersey. It's Tommy DeKay. Tom Kreidler, whose home is under water now instead of under snow, host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, is here. We're going to talk about what listeners have in their mind, but some ideas, maybe before we get into that conversation, Tommy, let's talk about the flooding that's going on as the weather gets warmer. It was so cold, horrible last week, all the snow where you are, where Roberta is, where Richie is, and now it's quickly melting. Temperatures in the 60s by this time next week. What does that do? Where does all the snow go? How does that impact people if they have weak basements anyway, water in the basement?
Yeah,
what happens
with all those things, Doug?
Yeah.
You know, when you have a big meltdown in a very warm week like this, you definitely have issues with runoff. And you mentioned basements. You know, the same things apply in the winter with the melt that happened in the summer and the spring. If that water is allowed to collect at the foundation perimeter, it'll end up in the basement. My advice is always don't panic. clean it up. And as soon as you're able, you know, make sure that your gutter systems are clean, free-flowing, and extended away from the foundation, and that the soil slopes away. Those two things will eliminate the majority of basement and crawl space flooding issues.
So, Tom, just speaking of gutters, everybody in my community on their Facebook page is worried about ice damming. How do we prevent it? And then if you have snow frozen on your gutters, which could cause ice damming, how do you stop it once it's already there?
So it's a really hard thing to stop after it forms, Rich. The way you prevent it it has to do with how you put your roof together. If you use ice and water shield, that's specifically designed to stop that from happening. So it's a 3-foot sheet of sort of rubberized material that goes from the roof edge right up under the roof shingles. And the idea is that if the water gets trapped at the gutter edge, as it melts down, it'll hit that ice dam and try to back up under the shingles, but it can't get through that into your house. Now, if it's already happened to you, all I can tell you is the good news is that it's covered by insurance, and as part of the insurance claim, you'll need to pull part of that roof off and put ice and water shield on it, and who knows, it might lead to a whole new roof. But the other thing that you can do is to make sure your insulation is thorough in the attic, you have enough insulation, and that you don't block your soffit vents, because if you let air get under the soffits and ride up to the ridge van and exit, then that surface of the roof will stay at ambient temperature, and if that's the case, you won't get an ice dam forming there.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, now, let's talk for a minute. Let's try to explain to people a little, if you will, Tommy, about lead water pipes. The focus on that, most people don't even know how they get their water. I know how I get mine because I got a well on the farm.
Right.
Here in Los Angeles, I know that the infrastructure goes back to the forming by Mulholland and the others of the water system here, and I know there are lead pipes. Most communities still have lead water pipes, and the situation in Flint, where the governor has done nothing but botch up that mess, he says that there are no plans to replace the corroded lead pipes. What do most people need to know? There's been a process ongoing to coat the inside of lead pipes in some communities, but what's the real fact and fiction here about lead pipes?
Well, one thing we do know about getting lead into water, and that is if the water is allowed to sit in the pipe static, that you get more lead in the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's okay, it's a good idea to always run some water before you drink the water, especially if you have a lead pipe.
Yeah.
So, and frankly, even if you don't, even with just standard metal fixtures, I always, even though you might think of it as wasting a bit of water, I'll always run the tap for a bit in the morning to kind of clean out those pipes, clean out the metals that leach out of the plumbing system into the water before I consume that water. Just probably 15, 20 seconds. That's probably enough time.
Will these home water filter systems help with that, like the osmosis or the reverse?
Well, if it's the right kind of system, a whole house water filtration system.
I've got a Culligan system.
That should be fine, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can
I have plastic pipes coming from the well. What I remember most as a kid, this is a vivid memory. Many of you may have had the same. We had galvanized pipes.
Right.
And I remember when the water stopped flowing and the pipes came apart. And we took them apart ourselves at the farm across the street. We took them apart. You couldn't see through them. There was so much rust.
So much in there.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine drinking that stuff?
Well, one thing you should know is what kind of main water line you have. And if you go down to your main water valve, you can see the pipe on the other side of that.
Yeah.
If it's lead, it's not going to rust. And if you scratch it a little bit, it'll kind of be shiny underneath.
Right.
That's what
it is. If it's galvanized, it needs to be replaced.
Yeah, because that's on its last legs.
My God.
And you do not want a surprise when that thing breaks. Be proactive.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program on Good.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.